October is National Pork Month, also called Porktober. The pork industry is a key customer for South Dakota farmers, and at this year's Governor's Ag Summit, Brett Kaysen with the National Pork Board reported American consumers are hungry for pork, as well as beef, chicken, and high-quality protein in general.
They love it. They absolutely love it. And I know for our farmers and ranchers, sometimes you hear the naysayers. But if you look at the data, if you look at the growth, and if you look at the Power of Meat study, it all points to the American people love protein, and they continue to buy it, and they continue to consume it at record rates.
That's good news for livestock farmers and ranchers. Kaysen says the proof is in the data, which also reveals communities with robust livestock and poultry industries create economic activity, which keeps rural Main Streets thriving.
All the corn farmers that benefit for all those bushels going through a pig or through a broiler, all those soybeans that go through the poultry industry, the people that need parts, they need tires, they need food, they support the schools, the churches. If it isn't for the livestock community, those Main Streets and those local communities, to your question, are not as vibrant.
In fact, in 2023, studies found the U.S. pork industry generated more than $27 billion in economic activity. In addition, pigs consumed 1.7 billion bushels of U.S. corn, as well as 11.2 million bushels of soybean meal. Roughly 95% of South Dakota farms and ranches are family-owned. Kaysen believes operations with livestock create opportunities for younger families.
If we can build and we do sell more of the protein for higher dollar value, Main Street thrives, families grow, and we keep this industry vibrant.
Happy Pork Month from South Dakota's soybean farmers. I'm Pam Geppert reporting.